What's up, basketball trainers? Just finishing a 5:30 workout with some trainees, feeling really good. I haven't talked to you in a while. I'll apologize. Quick thoughts as I'm on the road going back to the crib. Data, I feel, is not literally everything, but super important. Whether you are a trainer who is really focusing on your online presence or a trainer who has an in-person training business, I think starting anywhere is better than nowhere, meaning you may want to track something, right? Like track the attendance for your training sessions. Some people came this many times on Monday, this many times on Tuesday, this many times on Wednesday. You may want to find out how many people are converting based on the skills clinic. You might have had 30 people trained, but only two of them actually sign up for a membership. You may want to track how many clients you have on a weekly basis that sign up for your membership. You may want to track a lot of different things. I think it's important to have certain metrics that you constantly check. So things like operating capacity. I can have 10 people in the gym, but I only have three. Why is that? Do I need to either cancel these training sessions, or do I need to just really prospect more, which I think is very important? Or you can check the active trainees. How many are coming this week? How many do I have that week? Do you know specifically to the very detail which week a lot of trainees usually drop off due to fall, season, winter, or whatever the reason they drop off is? Or your data might be from a parent. You might do parent feedback calls and you might get some feedback. Like, for example, I got feedback yesterday and I noticed I've gotten used to good feedback so often that when I do get negative feedback, my first reaction is to get defensive, and that shouldn't be right. And it doesn't come off that way, I don't think, but I can feel it low key in my spirit. But the parent made a great point. So we've been booked up for privates, booked until June, and the parent wasn't properly communicated with in regard to, hey, we're going to have to double up on these private sessions. We're going to have two athletes of equal skill level, so we don't have on-air reps all the time. They are going to have on-air reps, but then they're going to also be able to go against someone else so that we can develop faster, we can have more variability, all the benefits of having somebody else to work with and against versus having basic stationary or on-air reps. So talk to the parent, explain the benefits, why we're doing it, apologize for not communicating up front, offer to make it right, and they were happy. They wanted to continue with it for the month, but they're not going to continue with it after this month. They want to wait until there's a one-on-one training session, and I even try to communicate with them, hey, that might be until August, that might be until September, who knows? So they're willing to wait that long, and to each their own. But the one thing that the parent said that I really didn't think about feedback-wise, and it sounds basic, but the kid felt like they were rebounding a lot, which, yeah, you might rebound, but you have a rebounder as well for you getting a lot of shots up, and you may get more shots. And then the trainer can actually look at the form and the details and the technique because somebody else is already rebounding rather than the trainer. So I'm thinking there are benefits, but the kid said he felt like he was rebounding too much. Some may say, forget that, don't train. I'm going to keep doing it my way. But I like the feedback because now we can say, hey, you got a lot of shots up, you get your own rebound. If you want to get more shots, you can get your own rebound. And we can, something I can keep in mind for the next sessions moving forward. And the point is, the data, the feedback is fulfilling. The feedback is helpful. The data is everything. If you're online, tracking what your cost to acquire a customer, cost per trial, what's your cost per click, how much does it cost per lead. Like, there are a lot of things that you can track that are important to track. So my ending conclusionary thought is track something. You know, track something, track one thing, and then maybe you can have someone help you out in tracking moving forward. But it's so important because we check player efficiency ratios and ratings and stats, and we know NBA player stat lines, our stat lines as players. But when it comes to the business side, sometimes we lack in the knowledge of our stats. So hopefully you guys check those. Hopefully you have some good data coming up pretty soon, and I hope you have a great day.
hope that podcast gave you some value. If it did, please rate, review, and subscribe to this. It only makes the podcast better. I read every single one. And at the very least, go join our group. You'll see the link in the description of this episode, and I will catch you on the next one.